Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLI Coaching. Tonight I want to talk about how we was taught history repeats itself by the way it's explained to us. I'm also waiting for the guests to call in, and, you know, life gets in the way of life, so we're just going to go forward, and it doesn't matter what happens in life, life goes on. Anyway, history is taught to us so history won't repeat itself. History won't repeat itself in the conscious mind, but in the subconscious mind, it ingrains the same imprints, because the subconscious mind does not hear of the word not. So it's really history won't repeat itself because history repeats itself. And that's what we're hearing. And that's why things happen in our life and go over and over and over again. And seeing what's happening in life. And that's the same in our life, because we say, I won't do this again, and we instantly do it. The not words in life actually cause us to do things over and over. And that's really something I'm starting to grasp more and more every day, is because the more I use not words, the more things happen in the same of the same. And as we go forward in life, life becomes engaged in a different way. So what in your life happens over and over again? You say, I won't do this again. Well, it happens. And I'm guilty of this as anybody. And I'm really starting to see how this is playing out in my personal life. And that's how it goes forward in life. Because as we do things in life, we get afraid of what's going on in life. And so rather than really have to engage and disallow it, we just say not. And as we say the word not, we start really getting into hot water with ourselves, because the subconscious mind doesn't have to do nothing because it keeps repeating the same thing. And as things are repeated, things really become disenchanted in our life and things like that. But when we're afraid of life, we really shy away from everything in life. And that way, with the not words, you really get engaged in different things. And that's what kind of what happens in life. We say not, and the next thing we know, we're doing the same thing over and over again. And then when the same thing keeps happening, we keep going around and around in circles. And just to see what's going on, we get confused in life. And as the confusion sets in, life just goes forward. And as we get more confused about little things, we can go and just do things. But, you know, why do we get so afraid of the word not and things happening over and over again? Because life is just nothing more than a moving forward principle. But we are so locked up in yesterday, we forgot to move forward to today. But the word not doesn't really mean anything more than it's a disallowance in the subconscious mind. But however, when we say the word, we won't do this and we won't do that, but yet we do it, that's because our subconscious mind's engaged. And I really was down to Claim Your Thunder in Florida, and I really want to thank Linda Van Haver for that. But I really learned some different some engaging new things down there. And I unleashed my Expand Through Life seminar. And that's the thing, when you take the word not out of your life, all the not words, can't, won't, and everything like that, you actually start expanding through life and you start using words that allow you to let go and open your eyes to let go, like disallow, disengage, disentangle. I disentangle the wrangling of yesterday to open up my vow today to play in my new way of life. And how does that make you feel, and how does that open your eyes to play? And as we go through this life, we engage in all new stuff, because in the word expand, you don't go back. Your eyes go forward and they become focused. And that is something that's really unique and neat in life. Now, as life goes on, life happens. And we're afraid to allow life to happen so we can have the goodness of life. As we really open our eyes to see the goodness in life, we start seeing the goodness in ourselves first. But the word not, it just really hit me today about history repeating itself, because we say we teach history because history won't repeat itself. And that was just a mind-blowing thing when I read that and it opened up to me. And I really want to explain that to the world so the world stops, we can expand out of history. Because history is a mystery because we keep doing it. But however, subconsciously and with and the powers to be, it keeps them the same and they keep doing the same. And Fear Is My Friend is a book I wrote. And there isn't a negative word in there. The only time I use don't is I don't know. And I don't know means in the conscious mind I don't know, but in the subconscious it means I know. And it really opens you up to really feel a new way to experience life. Because we're going to chime the rhyme in the subliminal mind, unbind the conscious mind, untie the mundane to fly, opening our wise, innovative superstar energy, to be an ocean of motion and a cyclone of confidence, to really engage in a different life in a new way, because life is what happens when we're trying to dodge all the challenges in life. I was working and the guy says, you're controversial. You know, you have to have a little controversy in the inside to dance with the mistress of life. And life is a mistress because it's always got you ambling and gambling. And that is something I really just opened up to. And another thing is, we're just renting this life. So why not dance with the mistress of life? Because nobody can really tell us any more about life. And as we do this, life becomes, we really understand that life is an amble and a gamble. But how do we gamble into nothingness? Because we're really afraid to amble into this gambling of life. Because wealth and success is always a gamble, no matter what you do, how you do it, or what you open your eyes to. But it's the fun of life. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine today, and we was having quite a conversation. And, you know, 4 years ago, 3 years ago, even probably a year ago, if I'd have said somebody, said this to somebody, you know, life is a terror, is the mountains of Terra Incognita, and that's the land of the unknown. And I told her today that I really am not far enough into the Terra Incognita mountains because I can still find my way back to the mundaneness I live. Being able to live in the uncertainty and the uncomfortability of life allows us to live in the security of our of who we are. And that is a real big deal. And that is an eye-opening experience when you can actually open your eyes to live in the gamble of life. Because life is a crapshoot. Sometimes you're the crap, and sometimes you're the shoot, and sometimes you're the winner. But life is always moving forward. It's when we disentangle the bojangles and dance in life. But, you know, how many of us are afraid to dance with our dreams and unleash the mistress and live our life? And to dance with the dreams and to romance the mistress of success. How does that really feel when you dance with your mistress of success? Because success is a mystery, wealth is queen, wisdom is king. And your guts is the key to the kingdom. How does that feel to you? You can live in the kingdom and dance with the mistress and to walk on your paths of prosperity. How does that open you up and make you feel when you hear that? Because the more we're willing to play in the mistress of mystery, the more history we let go. Because we do not know anything about history, because history is the same from today to yesterday with the same players. And that is what we're really doing here. We're trying to dance with a new way of life. But we can't dance and actually stay the same. And if we're willing to see life as a magnificent mystery, how does that open out your eyes? But the word don't and won't and can't, couldn't, shouldn't. But all the not words really rev you up and really keep you doing the same thing. And I just really come into that history repeats itself because we say history, we teach history so history won't repeat itself. History repeats itself because we say the word won't. It's a subliminal message from the powers to be in the world. And once you open your eyes to seeing this and hearing that, you can let go of your own history. But I wrote something today. The dreams are I'm writing this life. My dreams are a mistress because they're always kind of a provocative nuance within me. But how am I open and willing, are you open, to dance with this? And I use a lot of first person now because I've really opened my eyes to realize the subconscious mind doesn't really pick up on you because it sees you, everybody is a you, and it doesn't mean me. So when I talk in the first person, I let go of the history. I let go of history because I see history was taught to me to keep me in the mundane, opens my eyes to dance with the mistress of success. See how that goes into the subconscious mind, and it gives you a freedom? That's what personal growth and personal expansion is. It's a freedom from yesterday. And as I open my eyes to this more and more, I'm starting to see how I can move my life forward by just letting go of a few words and engaging in my dreams and my daily life, because the wisdom and the experiences to move forward in my life are in my daily life. And that is where I really choose to play my game of life and engage in the people I meet, because with people are wisdom on feet moving towards me to keep me moving forward. As the world turns on axes of wisdom, but it's individual wisdom the world is looking for. And that is what's going to happen here and where the world is. But as I see the world moving in a new direction, I open my eyes to play in that direction, because it's my forward movement that is going to move the world forward. And see, personal growth isn't always about personal. It's about how is your personal growth moving the global world forward? And how are you willing to engage in that inner sage to expand your life? See, questions are the debonair of success. And the suaveness, the salve of suaveness to move yourself forward. Whatever you can't question, you're unable to expand out of. And that is something we really have to get over with the people we meet, even the people you come in contact with. Because we try to tell them what we know. And this was a big one for me. Always had, because I've had some bigger stories than most people, and that's it. I've really come to understand, don't tell my stories. Let people talk, let them feel good, and let them go on about their life. That was a great big lesson for me. But it's about engaging the suave of savvy to move your life forward. And when you unleash that salve of savvy, you put an ointment over the sore, and you move forward in a bold new way. So how do you feel that life is letting you down because you think something's happening? But really, the only one that's being let down is you. And see, it's about engaging in that inner sage and really expanding through life. And that is what we really, really are open to do here on Cowboy Wisdom NLI Radio. We want to move you forward to see a better way and understand that life plays in a different way, because we're going to let go of history, being taught history that won't repeat itself, because now we realize history is taught to us so it repeats itself. Lets me open my eyes to realize I can dance with the mistress of life. Because life is a mystery. And the more we let go of history, the bigger mystery it becomes. That's where our success lies, is in the mystery of it. Whose mystery do you choose to be in? The powers to be in the social societies? Or the social secret society, or do you choose to be in the mystery of your own synergy to write your own history? And that is what the world is asking for now, is for us to write our own history. But it's not a history. It's a new age way to move forward. And that's what we're really engaging in here to play. But as your eyes are open and your heart's free, what do you see in your life now that you understand history? Because history has repeated itself from the beginning of time, and it's the same people playing it. And as we open this up, we're going to see that life plays in a big way because we have really engaged in that inner self. It's the enterprising entrepreneur that we're really opening to engage in our life. Life is only free when you're in the game. It's expensive when you're just practicing. See, people get hurt in practice, and if you get hurt in a real game, you was in the game. So that means you was in the game. And as I go forward in this, I really had an epiphany today when I realized what I was being told. And when you open your eyes to realize this, you're going to have an epiphany too. And it'll expand you into a new paradigm to walk your talk of prosperity. Because it's easy to engage in everything, but it's harder to expand out of anything. And as you open your eyes to play, what is going to happen when you start letting go of using not words and really start becoming a new person and walk forward in your life? And that is something that we're really afraid to, because we're really, when we're moving forward, we're kind of walking on air. But we're going to be debonair when we walk on the air, because we're astute individuals realizing success. And that opens this game to be in a higher altitude of attitude to play. And as you see this game, are you genuinely amorized with your own magnificence every day? Is how do you really want to engage in your daily life? When people say this and people say that, then how are you afraid to play this game of life? You know, life goes forward whether we're in it, out of it, or across it. And the only one that can fail in our game of life is the one that quits. Quitters never win, because quitters never start. And that is something I'm really starting to endear to. So what do you see in your life? How do you see your life playing out? And how do you see yourself doing things differently now? And what is it that you don't want to engage in? You know? And how are you not... how do you feel uncomfortable dancing with the mistress of within yourself? How do you feel uncomfortable doing that? Because it's really a new way to experience life. And if you claim your thunder seminars, Linda Van Haver, who put that on, did a really, really nice job. There was some stuff. That one actually had you engaged in doing things and being involved in different things. It made you look at things. And it really got you into where you were. And it really expanded you out of some things. And it really helped you overcome shyness. And that was something that was new. And she made you engage in something else. And as you was engaging, she made you look at life and do something that you've never done before. And that's look in your inner self and do that. So what do you feel like that you really desire to do, but you're really afraid of what was going to happen because of the history and everything you've been been involved in. How do you really feel that's going to be your biggest fear? So what are you afraid of in that? But how do you see your life with the history playing over and over and over because you said, I won't do this again? And that is something that really has opened me up into a new way. So I opened my eyes to engage in this. And I've gotten off the practice field onto the playing field, and I'm willing to go and engage in my dreams, because dreams are a dare to expand your life. And as you go forward in life, and you step into that Terry and Kinnikin mountain range, and there's a lot of unknown, there's twists and turns, and there's just things to really ball you up. How do you become free of the ball, being balled up and moving your life forward? What happens in the history? Oh, I can't do this because it's uncomfortable. How does that come up in your inner landscape? And that's what really the snot of knot is. It's like soap on a glass doorknob. It's very slippery. And the words we use and the inner dialogue we use is what slips and slides us either backwards or gives us the guts to walk forward. So which one do you really want to do? And which one do you really want to engage in your daily life? The snot of knot or the grandeur of mystery and dance with the mistress of life? Because the more you open your eyes, the more you see the mystery, the more engaging your kitten gall, your gutty gall is. You got the gall to have it all when you let go of the snot or not. And that's kind of what's happening in life right now. Life isn't about being disengaged. It's about disentangling the bojangles of the dangle. It's finding the pathways of prosperity in your own life. And what would they feel like, look like, smell like, taste like, and be like in your real life? And what kind of guttiness do you have to move your life forward to do this? As I move forward in life, life goes, gets good. And what else in life is there besides the enjoyment and the relaxation and moving forward and engaging in your dreams? Because dreams are a mistress. Always looking for, always looking sharp and debonair in her own way. I'm Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLI Coaching. My website is cowboy-wisdom.com. Phone number is 702-755-9410. And my email is rob@cowboy-wisdom.com. And I am a hypnotherapist and NLP practitioner. And I really open people's eyes to see their inner talent and to dance through life. So how do you feel about everything? And how do you feel good about yourself? That's what you really want to open up and playing with. And how good do you feel about yourself? Anyway, I'm Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLI Coaching. See cowboy-wisdom.com. 702-755-9410 is the number. And rob@cowboy-wisdom is the email. And we'll see you Thursday night. And I will be doing the show. And we'll talk to you later. And everybody have a good night.